This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Killed millions and millions of starvation, millions with their poison shots. We're in hell. We live in hell. And it doesn't stop till we wake up to it and admit it, that we got psychotics running things. Who have nothing but pure, absolute disdain for the people. We're going to stay in the fight because God's watching. That's what all of this is about. So I'm going to play this little piece. Keeps us on air. It's an amazing opportunity, historic, guaranteed a collector's item. We'll come back, and we will then plow into the military news, the election news. There's so much of it. It's really important. I hope you tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now, because this is critical information. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's Friday, October 20th, 2023. I'm going to also give the number out coming up. We're going to take a ton of your phone calls today. Now, watch this. I don't always drink whiskey, but when I do, I drink Conspiracy Bourbon from conspiracybourbon.com. This is a very important development. No other bottle of whiskey, because we researched it, has ever had the characteristics of this whiskey. Because under the right light, when you've got the eyes to see, you're like they live, you're wearing the glasses, can you see the things that are on this bottle, on the front and on the back. The whiskey's amazing, produced in Kentucky. It's Kentucky bourbon. It really is a game changer. I hope that everybody out there watching will do their own research and realize that America was founded and funded by tobacco and high-quality whiskey that we should all use responsibly. But it was Sam Adams with beer and whiskey that was the main funder of the Revolutionary War. And the left that's shipping in fentanyl and trying to kill all our kids doesn't want conservatives and Christians and patriots to come into the same venue as Dylan Mulvaney and Anheuser-Busch and the rest of them. But we are. And you should drink responsibly. But we believe people should support high-quality products that enrich their lives and also promote Americana. And so I got approached a few years ago by specialty producers of whiskey in Kentucky that have produced specialty whiskeys, high-end, for some of the biggest names out there, you name it, but mainly conservatives, race car drivers, rock stars, hip-hop, you name it. And they said, we want to bring you something to your audience that's high quality, but at a way lower price, because most of these specialty drinks are like $200, $400 a bottle. This is $60-something dollars a bottle. It's only 10,000 bottles. It's Conspiracy Bourbon. Nobody's ever made a bottle that has all these messages on it with a black light. This is simply amazing. So I want to encourage everybody to go to conspiracybourbon.com. It funds the InfoWar. And you get a piece of history. But I would suggest you get one bottle to enjoy and then one bottle to save, because I don't make predictions unless I think they're right. And I'm well known for being accurate in my predictions, but we'll see this time. The bottles of this for 60-something bucks will be selling for $500, $1,000. Quite frankly, I think more, $10,000 in the future. This is a piece of Americana. So don't just get a bottle for yourself to enjoy and a bottle to save. Get a bottle to give today at conspiracybourbon.com. And you can't lose because it's funding the second American Revolution and 1776 worldwide. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Population, planet Earth, engage enemy, point blank range, weapon, the truth, spirit of God, and his interface with us. Holy Spirit, please enter this dimension. Flood us with discernment and will and strength and love and the courage to overcome the forces of Lucifer. Into it right now. Stand by. I'll be giving the number out to take your calls on the cascading global crises we're now living in together and how to stop it. Okay. Let's just go over the list here of the war stack. Boy, is it big. Biden declares Israel and Ukraine support is vital for U.S. security. We'll ask Congress for $100 billion and then some. So I know you've gotten war fatigue, the vast majority are against it, so let's just get the next year's war money on top of everything now. But look at this. Will the Biden administration formally declare the Hamas slaughter of Israelis a war crime? So we're not officially at war, but we got to have $100 billion to fight a group that Biden, just sent another $100 million to this week. Now, let that sink in for just a minute. Just the logic of that. Won't call them terrorists. Sends them $100 million. Gave them $6 billion 5 weeks ago. Gave them $87 billion a year and a half ago. Gave them all that rest of the money. Just goes on. It's too much to track even. Makes the head swim. And they won't list them as terrorists. Now just mull that around in your noggin for a little bit. They're literally creating the enemies and then making hundreds of billions of dollars out of destroying the brainwashed, mind-controlled fools that are willing to blow their 8-year-old up with a suicide vest for $50,000. Woo! That's evil. That's what Brzezinski writes about in his books, one of their top strategists. May he burn in hell. Along with his daughter, for the Morning Joe. And he says in his books, I've read them all. Read all his books, like 8 of them. How they control the opposition as well. Doesn't mean they control all the opposition. Anybody they don't control, they're after. They don't control me. They don't control Trump. They don't control Tucker Carlson. They don't control Joe Rogan. I can tell you that. He's fully awake now, but being very tactical with what he does. And I'm not giving a secret out. The enemy knows that. So they're in a race against time as humanity awakens to them. Biden delivers Oval Office speech, wants $100 billion for Israel and Ukraine. The U.S. is dangerously close being pulled into a Middle East war, CNN. Think so? We're in a war. New rocket attacks in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen suggest prospect for regional conflagration growing. Yeah. U.S. diverts ammunition from Ukraine to Israel, again, another blow to Zelensky. So see, the U.S. is maxed out. Oh, sure, Yellen says we can fight unlimited wars, and other Fed leaders, Federal Reserve leaders, private Federal Reserve leaders say, oh, there's no amount of money that's too much. We have unlimited. It's delusional. Vast majority of Israelis believe the government stood down. Reuters, most Israelis think Netanyahu is responsible for failing to prevent Hamas attack. By the way, speaking of Biden not listing Hamas as a terror group and sending him money, the Washington Post is in the stack. I'll show you screenshots of it. They didn't correct it. They just erased it. They called an Israeli school bus that they shot up and grabbed the kids. They called it, they detained the children. They're kidnapped, but they're detained. That's like somebody dies, you're burying grandma, she's been dead for a week, and you're there at the funeral, and they're hoisting her down to the ground. Oh, she's resting. She's taking a nap, a dirt nap. Russia will pay the price. Israeli official threatens Russia in next after Gaza on Russian TV. He's the head of the third largest segment of the Likud party. Oh, that's biting off more than Israel can chew. But again, it's anti-Semitic if I don't want Israel to nuke Russia and then everybody in Israel dies. Israel airstrikes hit ancient Greek Orthodox church, kill Christians. They're admitting they did this, saying the bomb missed its target by about 50 yards. Just blew up a 1,900-year-old church. Fox's Brit Hume, what a joke, gushes over Biden's address, one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. Weaponization of fanaticism. Why leftists love Islam, even though Islam hates them. Washington Post gets eviscerated for horrible choice of words about Hamas kidnappings, then try to cover it up, saying the children were detained. U.S. lawmaker demands Biden to classify intelligence on Gaza hospital disaster. Cornell professor who was exhilarated by Hamas's attacks is now very sorry. U.S. forces attacked in Iraq as Biden was preparing to speak from the Oval Office. Also, military bases overrun in Turkey, but it's barely even in the news. Putin's war, week 86. The very resistible force meets the immovable object in Donbass. And then we've got Germany with stabbings and shootings and burnings and all the hysteria breaking loose and terror alerts here in the United States. That's just some of the news in that stack, and a storming of the Capitol and attacking the police, not called the worst thing, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, mostly peaceful protest. So that's some of the news on that front. I want to give the number out. And let's do first-time callers in the first round, at least. That's 12 callers on the board. The phone system is going to take hundreds of calls. There's 12 on the board, I can see. When we take calls, we're going to turn on the computer system, turn on the phone system, so you can call in and just give me your take on what's happening in the world and where you see this going with massive inflation and incredible warnings from the big banks who are about to have a depression, and talks of more rate hikes that will just further squeeze the public but won't stop inflation. Where do you see all this going? How are you dealing with this? What are you talking to your neighbors about? Are your neighbors waking up? Are we all just going to go over the edge of the cliff together? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers. Something the social engineers really don't like is us being able to communicate with each other, but we're doing it. And we're blessed and honored to need to carry on this American tradition here together. Now, when we come back, Mark Dice got people to sign a petition to arrest people if they question the election. And then he did this in 2020. We're going to have a flashback. It's on InfoWars.com. We'll see the full report. But they're now arresting people, Trump and many others, for questioning elections. So we're going to be looking at all of that coming up as well. And what's really going on with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's done irrevocable damage to the globalists, exposing open borders, carbon taxes, the poison shots, SSRIs, glyphosate, you name it. But what's he doing right now? Is he going to hurt Trump running third party, or is he going to hurt Biden? Well, we've got a clue here when we come back. ROK says we must set federal dollars aside for reparations. What's really behind that statement?
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Phone lines up right now. Be patient. It takes time to get your name and where you're calling from and go to. We don't screen your calls. All we ask for is a clean phone line. All right. So Mark Dice, such a smart guy. I love him to death. Love humanity. Love all the different amazing souls. And he knows right when to re-release something. So 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago when they stole the election, in 2020, right after the election, the selection, he went out, and the full video is like 8 minutes long. We're going to play a short clip here. Full videos on Infowars.com. And he talked to people in California, and the majority of them said, no, we want to arrest people that question the election. Well, the Democrats always question once they lose, and it's your right to do. But see, this isn't 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago. This is all these indictments of people, including the president, who's way ahead in all the polls, total election meddling in front of you. And then they say, if you don't like that and say it's happening, how about the Justice Department indict your ass? And they're building all these new federal prisons everywhere. Well, they released the violent offenders. They got them all nice and sparkling ready for you. And they say, if you protest the next lockdown, they're going to lock your ass up because the UN's in charge. Not coming with blue helmets, coming with ambulances, coming with doctors, coming with hypochondriacs, coming with people that buy whatever the newest thing is, hook, line, and sinker. Sinker. The people that live the lie, the people of the lie. Here's Mark Dice.
We want to stop these Trump supporters from continuing to say that Joe Biden stole the election. You're not allowed to say that on social media. It violates the terms of service.
I'll sign that.
But we want to start arresting them because they're still saying it out in offline. You know, after the January 6th incident, they banned anybody from claiming that there was election fraud on social media.
We live in Arizona, so we get it.
Well, we'll start arresting them and stop them one way or another.
Love that.
Thank you. You know, right after the January 6th insurrection, Facebook implemented a policy. You can't say that Joe Biden stole the election.
Right.
But people are still saying that off Facebook. And so it's time that, you know, they start getting arrested. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what country they think they live in where they can say such things.
Right.
Appreciate that. You know what? They keep making claims about...
Oh, trust me. I know.
We're going to start arresting them. Facebook implemented a policy after the January 6th riot that you can't make election fraud claims. But there's still people are still saying those kinds of things face to face.
Constantly. You have to be like 18 or something.
Yeah, you're too young to be sounding that kind of thing. If you can't say it on Facebook, why should you be able to say it at the dinner table?
Yep.
Thank you. They're undermining our democracy by making such claims, and we feel the best way to stop that is to arrest them. So we just help to support the cause. I need a few more signatures to stop them. After the January 6th insurrection, Facebook banned any talk of election fraud because it undermines democracy. Just print here, birth date and a signature. You know, have you seen they changed the term of service? You can't say that widespread election fraud caused Joe Biden to win, but people are still talking about that kind of thing offline. And so we're going to stop them and save democracy by having them arrested.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that certainly is informative. Now, that was 2.5 years ago, almost three. That was in December of 2020, right before the, quote, insurrection, the worst thing, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, but yesterday's attack on the Capitol, that was fine. That was a good thing. According to the media, corporate media, the enemy of the people, dinosaur media, whatever you call it. So now that seemed absurdist back then. We played the clip then. I said, it's not absurdist. I said, this will be their plan. And now the 45th president of the United States, 70% numbers against the Republicans. All the other candidates get 30%. 20 plus points ahead of Biden in skewed polls where they oversample Democrats. And but we're not election meddling. We're just, Biden says we're going to legally go after him. He said last December, 10 months ago. He said, we're going to use the constitutional law to stop him from running. Said the disgusting, flaky pedophile. But the globalists love it, that big, ugly, gross creature demoralizing us. It just, they love it. It's such a sick thing. It's like a, well, they love to grab a kid and rape him and torture him and kill him. It's just, it's take something innocent, destroy it. Well, then it's the same thing, this ugliness of just Biden up there melting in front of us like the witch in Wizard of Oz. I mean, look at him. He's literally melting with the weird devil chin thing all of a sudden. Mess, a terrible thing. Bombed out of his brain. All right, I'm going to talk about RF Kennedy Jr. Is he a Trojan horse? Is he a bad guy? My instincts, but I'll tell you what my instincts think when we come back. But if anybody can pay attention, you can see it. Like, the average person is going to read this. The average right-winger is going to read this. And they're going to say, oh, my God, he's a horrible communist. But when you read deeper into it, what does it really mean? But it can be a deception at that level as well. So we're going to go deep on the other side. And then your phone calls, Captain America, Caitlin, Dora, Chuck, Bill, Marjorie, Tyler, Jonathan. Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset, The War for the World, it became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk 3D chess right now. This isn't some cute crap. This is the real deal. This is Jones Brain stuff. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's all real simple, folks. Man's got to live by code. You got to stand for something.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars.
relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls, Captain America and others, first up here in a minute or two. But I could talk an hour about this, but I'm just going to spend a few minutes on it right now. And I'm going to tell you what my intellectual research shows and what the Holy Spirit's telling me. And the older I get, I'm almost 50, I learned never ignore the conscience. That's the interface between God and the infinite in our minds and souls. But I can also give you contemporaneous examples. If somebody murdered your father, pumping a bunch of bullets in their back right in front of you, when your dad was the Attorney General of the United States and you totally admired him and thought he was God, you think you'd side with the people that killed your daddy? What if they blew your uncle's head off on national television right in front of you and you went to his funeral? You think you'd sell out to those people? No. RFK has been through a process of awakening. And when I saw him become this huge force and the Democratic Party block him out of the primaries and change the primary rules even worse than they did with Bernie Sanders, who was terrible, but they did steal it from him, I knew that he would run third party because he's in a vengeance match against the Democrats. But the polls are scattered, the scientific polls, and even the top experts, because I've talked to a lot of them, I'll leave it at that. It's one of the main topics we've had in my secret rendezvous recently. Is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going to hurt Trump third party or strengthen Trump? And I believe he will be able to pull more from the Democrats. But what I told people a couple weeks ago in meetings is if he comes out with red meat to the Democrat base and usurps and turns to the left, he's trying to beat Biden. If he goes further to what they call the right or the populist movement, he's trying to hurt Trump. And I said, I believe he will take a massive, vicious turn into pure communism. Here's my moral dilemma. And I basically have Asperger's, or I'm not saying I have that, but something like it. I have this neurotic thing to tell the truth. And I think about strategy, about the enemy, but I don't think about, this is really important, listen to me. I don't think about, because my mindset, the enemy fears. So we need to look at what is the mindset. So I'm being more retrospective. Why do I come out and tell you the secret about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. when the enemy's trying to figure out what they're going to do to him? I tend to project on them they're smart. I project on you, you're smart. I bet on you. But also to underestimate the enemy. So why am I going to give the secrets of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. out here when the globalists aren't quite sure about him? I just can't help it. It's like the photos of the Delta Force guys getting released by Biden. They're out there. Any real enemies have that now. Plus, those guys stand out like Big Bird, you know, at a church service. I mean, that's not a commando over there. Certainly not. I mean, you can't hide it. That's a virile Superman. That's the best we got. At least, in a world of soy boys, sticks out like a sore thumb. But it's still rude to show you the real photo. And plus, people that aren't that smart might think it was like some attack. So I'm like, okay, out of respect, I won't show it to out there. But this is dumb. The cow already left the barn. The horse already left the barn. The kid already got hit by the car. But I'm digressing. So, because I want you to know my mind. I want to know your mind. I want you to understand where I come to these conclusions so that you can come to these conclusions or with your acumen or your gravitas or your skills, your gifts that you bring to the table, because I respect you, how we're going to win. So I'm looking at Kennedy, and people said, is he good? Is he bad? What should we do about Kennedy? And a lot of folks said, let's go ahead and go after him. And I said, wait, hold your fire. If he makes a giant turn to the left in communism, and I didn't know he would do this, But boy, this is a thing. This is like the biggest signal ever. If he makes that turn, you know he's a kamikaze mission against Biden. And I said, I believe he'll do that because they killed his father and they killed his uncle. And he did it. Now, I hate to give away this stuff because I wasn't told this by Kennedy, but I know this. He knows when he does this, it's going to make the right wing attack him. He's smart. And then Trump's going to attack him. And even though Trump knows this, I think he should go ahead and attack him. And then he'll get even more Democrat votes. I'm sorry. I said I go to your phone calls. I just like when we play Machiavelli, we're so much better than them. So, ROK Jr. says we must, there's video of this, set federal dollars aside for reparations. So, totally unconstitutional, total garbage, never going to happen. You know, if your dad murders somebody and you're not involved, you don't pay reparations to your dad. Plus, if your eighth grandfather back owned slaves, how the hell do you then pay money? And most people came here after the Civil War. Most whites, ancestors, like 2% of the population owned slaves back then. So now something like 30% of whites had some ancestor that owned slaves. A bunch of blacks owned slaves. You didn't know that? How are you going to deal with that? It's untenable. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. You can't convict somebody for what their eighth great-grandfather did back. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, oh, we're going to forgive student loans. Keep dangling it, dangling it, dangling it, dangling it, dangling it. Go to Captain America in a second. So, this is Kennedy on a kamikaze mission against the Democrats. And I just feel like there's got to be some place where people don't play politics. Because there's a lot of other smart people involved politically, but they still play along with manipulations. I don't do it. Israel didn't blow up that church. They blew up an Orthodox church. That's real. They didn't blow up that hospital. They didn't do it. And now they admit they did. Now I'm right. I said day one, they didn't do it. You can see the evidence. Israel did stand down. Somebody has just got to call balls and strikes. Somebody's got to just go, I'm not in any of these cults except the cult of truth. And anybody that actually has a real political brain sees this, and this is perfect. And it won't matter I'm giving you the inside baseball. And I know most of you already figured this out. The left is going to love this and want their free goodies. The Republicans are going to attack Kennedy now. And he's literally energizing all the Trump people to ensure Trump gets all the votes that he would have gotten. He's isolating himself from Trump and going to the Democrats to take his voters. I mean, it's pure genius. So, yeah, if somebody killed my daddy in front of me when I was 6 years old, I wouldn't like them very much. And he said this, the group running the country killed his daddy. Is RFK on our side? Man, if you ain't for your daddy.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Links in the commercial real estate, and they've been telling me, listen, hold out, because this recession's going to come and there's going to be tons and tons of housing that's going to be on the market.
The bubble, is already popping.
I don't know how people are getting by right now with this inflation. I don't know how people are making it. If you don't have a nest egg, if you're not saving your money, I don't know how people are making it with the prices. I mean, you're looking at...
Well, I go to restaurants. I go to restaurants that used to be packed, and they're like half empty.
Yeah, yeah. The restaurants, I mean, you've been talking about it for years. You look at the shelf in the supermarket, and they're all empty. Even you go to these big communist box stores like Walmart, you walk in there, and you're like, holy cow, there's no chips on the shelf. There's no food on the shelf. All the canned foods are there, but none of the other products. It's insane. I really don't know what to, it seems like it's futile. They're crushing all the small people, and, it's the communist Marxist ideology, and, the Liberal Party, the Democratic Party, has been hijacked for 50, 60 years.
No, you're totally right. They want to make poor people poorer because then they think the poor are stupid and will ask for more communism to put them in this position. Thank you, sir. Bill in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. So I want to know, are you guys going to have some kind of big old cookout center stuff for... Owen out there on Alvin Devane.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to talk to you. Let's go out to Marjorie in North Dakota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hold on. 1 second. I'm here.
Having some fun with the callers today. It's always fun. Go ahead, Marjorie. You want to talk or you want to get on air or not?
Yep, I sure do. It's actually McGuire.
I'm sorry I read your name wrong. I'm 50 feet away here.
It's all good. Not a problem. It's a unique name. Hey, following that first caller, I got a plug nitric boost as well. I'm a big gym junkie. I love going to the gym. I've always taken nitric oxide boost with my pre-workout, and I switched it out with nitric boost once it came out. And I just got a compliment just like a few months back. I was out at a bar drinking and had a girl come up to me and told me that my veins looked amazing in my arms because I popped a few nitric boosts before going out. It was pretty awesome. But anyways, I'm calling to Oregon. Like, I got this idea about organizing what I call, like, veterans of the information war. Kind of taking the business model, I guess, if you will, of the VFW or the post-9/11 or the American Legions. But starting something like that, I've been trying to kind of, you know, gather info warriors myself locally here in North Dakota. But if we got the tip of the spear, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and, like, all of these independent journalists starting to kind of push for a VIW is what I call it, Veterans of the Information War. I think that'd be a good way to kind of bring that fight here to America, consolidate us.
Veterans talk about how they're veterans of wars, but this is the battle for the Republic, and all Americans are veterans of a bio attack with COVID and a bio attack through the shots. And we literally are veterans of the war against the New World Order. That's not talk. You're in a war. They don't want you to know you're in a war. You're in a war.
100%. 100%. So anyone that's awake to that and is, you know, has woken up from their slumber is a veteran of this information war. And if we started, like, I kind of see it being somewhat of like a, if you, like, started a VFW or a VIW and started putting up posts across the, putting up posts across America.
And yeah, we should start a shirt that says on the back, like a concert shirt. I survived the open borders. I survived the fentanyl. I survived the COVID release. I survived the poison shot. And like, you know, the tour dates. And like, veteran of the battle for the Republic. It's a genius idea. I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick now. Let's go ahead to Caitlin in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's great to talk to you here for the first time. I know I got to be quick, but just to answer your question and add my own commentary, your question of, you know, what are you doing right now to get through these times? I've always had this strange optimism and hopeful outlook. I feel like it's God-given. I feel like we are really are living in the days of Matthew 24. I mean, you know, the wars, the rumors of war, and when they describe the birthing pains, you know, you can feel it. You can just feel it in the energy, in the air. And it just really prompts me.
You can feel the danger.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the caveat to that, even though I've always been a very hopeful person, ever since I was like 12 years old, I've always felt like I was going to live to see something biblical. Just, you know, you can call it the apocalypse. I don't know. I've just always had like this weird haze when I'm trying to envision the future of my life. And I mean, it's just crazy to see that it's actually coming to fruition now.
Well, that's perfectly said. You look out and you see an end of time there. Because
absolutely.
We all have the psychic ability. We just don't recognize it. And there's a termination point possibly in the future. We're skating past total destruction. And so you feel that interdimensional future force. Like if you're, I mean, because it wasn't some delusion. I think I was messianic or something like George Soros, but I was always involved in politics and ideas and attracted to military manuals and history. And then I had experiences and I was picking up the potential future like sonar bouncing back on a potential destiny. And then as I took that destiny and believed it and followed it, it's now manifesting. That's incredible. It's not like the secret, like Oprah says, you believe something and manifest. No, you have to have the right environment, the history, and then you're picking up on your potential destiny that you then hone in on like a heat-seeking missile. So it's not that you've discovered and made the future. God already had a path and the future was there if you chose that future.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But in the meantime, you know, I'm trying to just get ready any way I can. I've got an Alexa Pure. I've been taking bodies just to support you in the show. I actually just secured a bottle of Conspiracy Bourbon. I'm going to give that to my boyfriend. But
well, he's a lucky man. You sound like an amazing lady.
Thank you. I try. I really try. And I enjoy listening to you every day. I'm self-employed, and I take you in and out of people's houses with me every day where, you know, while, and I listen to you while I work. So.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. Any other points you'd like to add?
Sorry, I'm at a loss for words.
I understand. Hey, it's good to talk to you. Call me. Sorry, what?
Just keep fighting the good fight.
I don't know how to do anything else. I appreciate you. I couldn't sell it and put a gun to my head. It doesn't happen. It's not what I do. And that's what you don't do either. So it's called total commitment. And once you're committed, it takes you over. And there's a real power in that. Yeah, some people are like, oh, what are you doing selling, you know, liquor? It's for adults over 21. Take high quality Kentucky bourbon to fund the operation. George Washington funded himself with whiskey and beer with Sam Adams. So you got a problem, you got a problem with George Washington. Infowarsstore.com has all the other great products. One place you conspiracy bourbon at conspiracybourbon.com. Conspiracybourbon.com. It's going to sell out quickly. Need a lot of funds to fight this war. It's a historic piece. You need to get it. Conspiracybourbon.com. All right, one more call. We got 2 minutes and 15 seconds. We're going to break. Jonathan in South Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to you probably since I was 12 years old. I'm 22 now, and just love it. You've been right more times than I can count, that's for sure.
Well, I wish I wasn't right, brother. I wish we'd have stopped it.
I know. I've been following you since when we had the things with the FEMA and National Guard and all that in Texas with the tunnels under the Walmarts, all that. My question is, what would be the best thing for Americans to do domestically and globally to prepare and to also, besides, I know, sharing everything, but what would be even the next step to do?
You know, I mean to do this all the time, and I say I'm going to pray, and then I don't on air. I'm a very private person. I don't pray out loud. I pray privately. I pray a lot more than I used to, multiple times a day now. I used to pray like once a week. We need to pray directly to God and ask God for guidance and discernment and just recognize God and thank God for this incredible universe and for consciousness. And I think at the end of the day, just pray and support local businesses and reach out to others and be a light in the world. I think the biggest thing is getting close to God. What do you think?
I agree. Definitely. I was going to ask as well. Could I pray for you in the show real quick?
Sure. I'm going to go to break. You can come back. I'd love to hear from you, Jonathan. Don't hang up. You can pray on air. And I'll say a prayer at 6 after. I keep saying I'll do it, and I come back and I don't do it because it's very private with me. But God really touched me a few months ago and said, you need to pray every day on air. And I've not followed that direction, and I'm going to start doing it. In fact, I'm going to start praying on air every day. I mean, we're on the verge of nuclear war, and now is the time to pray. I don't know when it is, so I just... It's a big deal to connect to God. I'm always in God's presence, but when I start to pray, I just, it's hard to talk. I feel it right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.